Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
We may have to cut this short today because Alexis is about to fall asleep. You did.
Don't
you
be
said
me out.
All day. You said how sleepy you are. You can't wait to get home and go to bed. Okay. You can't wake up from the weekend.
But I'm woke.
Now okay. You done got online looking at something to tell you how old your soul is, and now that's got you all grumpy. You talk about me being grumpy. You're grumpy as much.
I'm
as I
never
am.
Grumpy. That's a lie. You lie. You a lie.
And I don't know why you always think I'm grumpy. I'm never grumpy.
Oh, okay.
You just say that because you hear my wife saying that, and you're trying to side up with her.
Well, she's speaking the truth. I side with the truth speakers.
Okay. Oh. All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to, I guess, start showing you the difference between grumpy and me. I'll show you grumpy me. And you won't like it.
There is a temptation when people first meet Jody to side up, to kind of hitch their wagon to her, because she is charming and all those things. But sometimes you got to remember who's cutting the check. You know what I'm saying?
So listen, baby.
Jody can kick rocks for all that.
Right.
No, I mean, I love Jody, but I've seen it happen a lot.
But if it came down between choosing how you're going to act toward me or her, obviously you would choose to act better toward me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There is a temptation to do that because you're like, oh, it's somebody new, and she's, you know, sticking it to the man kind of thing. And
right.
People like that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women like that.
Yeah.
Putting him in his place. That's what they think happens, you know?
Exactly.
I didn't say all that, but.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did not.
You said it.
Oh, but you did.
Don't you think in most cases, though, people tend to side with the lady? I think in most couples, people, if they something like that, they would tend to side with the woman first.
Yeah, and that's why I make a point not to.
Yeah.
I will always try to, and then part of it is just aggravating women having fun with them. But other reasons is because nobody ever looks at it from the man's side first.
Yeah, I think
but
so.
I will go out of my way to find out, okay, well, now wait a minute. What did she do that caused him to act like that or do like this or whatever?
I do that too. Mm-hmm. All the time.
Yeah. Sure. Whatever. I don't see that. But yeah, and then women get mad about that and go, now wait a minute. So what does she do to cause that? Oh my God, you are a piece of shit. She didn't do anything. Like, okay, well then where on the screenshots of their text conversation, where are her responses?
Ooh.
All she's showing you is what vile thing he said.
Yeah.
Where are her responses?
And sometimes a vile response, as TJ just phrased it, is caused by a vile message prior to that.
Hmm.
Then sometimes
you got to fight fire with fire.
And I'm not saying every time it's just, you know, the woman's fault. I'm just saying I always try to look to see if it's always just the man's fault. Just to be fair.
Yeah, to give a voice to the voiceless.
Right.
Or just to get a balanced perspective.
God.
That's all it is. It's getting a balanced perspective. Before I judge this situation, let me see what happened prior to this terrible thing that he did. Was there a reason, or was he just being an idiot?
Like Alexis, all we got is her side of the story about her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, don't even go there.
You know, eating her leftovers, buying her tablet, saying that, you know, he bought it one place, but he bought it somewhere else, and it was cheaper than he said. Or, I mean, what other bad stuff did he do? I don't really think the rest of it was that bad when you think about it.
Him eating my leftovers is the worst thing that you could possibly do, especially after I've already had a conversation not to do it.
I think you're a little bit paranoid and over the top picky. That's
what the tarot card reader girl told me.
That's the tarot card reader told you this?
Yeah. Rhymes with carrot.
You're telling me that you...
the tarot card reader tell you how to pronounce it?
You might have lost the man of your dreams over a day-old quesadilla.
Please.
Yeah. I think you're just impossible to please. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, right.
Is that right with y'all fellas? Is that the way y'all see it?
Don't even.
At the very least, hard to please.
Yeah.
I'm the easiest person to please. Just bring me some food and I'm happy.
I mean, that's what you say, but I bet he would beg to differ. I bet he brought you food many times and you're still giving him crap all the time.
Please.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I think I was expecting her to go, no, the food was just the straw that broke the camel's back. But she was saying, that's the worst thing you could do to me. I thought, well, that was an interesting position to take.
See, what I'm saying is that we don't know his side.
Well, certainly
we
not.
Need to get his side.
He doesn't have a side.
But given our friendship with her, we have to give her the benefit of the doubt and believe that she's been completely truthful.
I have up until now. Today marks like the third or fourth time she's called me a grumpy pants.
Well, true.
And had conversations with my wife outside of my knowing that calling me grumpy, saying that I'm grumpy.
They've had side conversations?
Yeah.
Oh my God, so dramatic right now.
Why is
that? Yes, you are.
Why are y'all having side conversations?
We're not even having side conversations.
We're
just making small talk.
You have talked to her when I wasn't around, calling me grumpy.
I'm sure you've called me something when I wasn't around.
Nothing bad.
Yeah, okay.
Ask her. Nothing bad at all. I am now. I'm a star.
Miss Grumpy.
Being a grumpy pants is cute. It's like, oh, look at that little grumpy pants.
I'm sure that's exactly how you meant it.
Do you live in a garbage can?
He's so grouchy, just turned that frown upside down.
Just like trying to call me out the other day for when I said I had antibodies test. I got the COVID antibodies.
Yeah. What did she say?
She goes, so you had a test? And I said, yeah, I did. Oh, when did you take an antibodies test? I said, last week was the most recent that I've had. Oh, well, look at you, Superman.
That was a compliment.
Oh, aren't you Superman?
I'd like to thank Charles, who just DM'd us and just said, look at that, TJ, level 9, at work again.
Do not even do that.
Level 9 over there, trying to get a full story, trying to get a full understanding of the situation before passing judgment on anyone. No wonder you're still at a level 7.
And dropping, I think.
And dropping.
Yeah, by the end of this conversation, who knows? 6 or even a 5.
Yeah.
Please. What's the highest level you can get on that whole how high level is your soul thing?
10.
Who's a 10? Who do they say has achieved the status of a 10?
I don't think they gave an example.
Okay.
Dalai Lama, you got to suspect. Oh,
probably Dalai Lama would be definitely a level 10.
But we don't know what Dalai Lama's like privately.
Yeah. I heard he likes a good dirty joke. That's what they've said. Yeah. Anyway.
It says level 10 souls can be a little eccentric and usually choose activities that give them pleasure or meaning over those that might be more lucrative. Many are self-employed as they don't generally like being told what to do. They rarely thrive in the corporate world. No, no, you're I'm not a level 10. You're not a level 10.
No. You hear it. He's going out.
Especially that part about not liking being told what to do.
At the very least, a 9.5.
He's ascended. Yeah. Yeah. He's not even sitting in his chair right now. He's floating in it.
Eccentric? Who's more eccentric than I am?
No, nobody. You're not.
It's the assumption of TJ right now. He is just floating above us.
Are you in tune with your spirit guides?
If that means the Lord, then yes.
The most.
Well, and if that's your spirit guide, then I would say
then
yes.
It is, yes. The Lord.
You'll get there, Alexis. It's okay.
I don't know if she will.
You don't, you're not sure?
I'm not seeing it, no.
I'm not seeing it.
You might just be destined to be a 7.
Because I don't think that one soul level should be trying to bring down someone higher than them on the scale.
Who's trying to bring you down?
You should aspire to be a number 10 like I am.
I'm just trying to make sure that you are a level 10 and you're not just going around here telling people you're a level 10. It says level 10s are highly compassionate and accepting of others. Is that you?
Yes. Absolutely it is.
It says, and having...
Sounds like you're going to try to tear him down again.
I've been running a charity for, with how many years, Ace?
21 now.
21, helping children of all walks of life and their families.
Matter of fact, he has 2 charities.
Not to mention the countless numbers of people we've helped through disaster relief, and I'm very compassionate.
He gives money to his church.
Yeah. And
accepting of others.
Yep. I am.
Okay.
I mean, you could accept people to make comments.
No, I'm accepting of everybody as long as they're, you know, they don't act out toward me. Mm-hmm. Drug heads, I mean, all of them.
Yeah.
Like, do your thing, mind your business. Oh, you're good. I don't care.
Yeah. You should be looking at him as a mentor.
Mm, I do.
It sounds like you're trying to bring him down to this level 7 where he passed a long time ago.
I just am trying to be realistic, that's all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The entire beginning of this is so realistic. How old is my soul?
Until it worked in your behalf. And he's like, hell yeah, I'm a level 10, bitch. Right. Deal with it.
She was all into it until, you know, a quote-unquote non-believer came in and said, well, I'm at number 10.
That book's going to hit the couch so hard when she gets home. It is bullshit.
I don't even believe it.
Can't be right.
Said he was a 10, though. This is bullshit.
Just going to burn some sage and try to get over it.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm available whenever you need me.
Okay.
If you need to...
Thank you.
Work on some soul stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're on speed dial for my soul stuff.
It looks like I should be.
It's level 10.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Again, going back to what I was wanting to be called Friday, now that the Brother James Brown is not around anymore, Soul Brother number 1.
There you go.
Yeah, that's who I should be. Soul Brother number 10, actually, is what I should
be. This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, 2 great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on AceandTJ.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
Share Funny. Now, back to Share Funny.
Yeah. So nobody got crazy at your little whiskey drinking thing the other night that y'all went to? Ace, Alexis, and Rob. Ace, you didn't get all crazy?
No.
Your wife didn't get crazy?
No. It was fun, little low-key event. I mean, everybody was just, you know, hanging out. They were having a little food and trying some different whiskeys. We had a couple of drinks, and then we went home.
How long were y'all there?
3 hours. We got there about 1. It started at noon. We got there at 1, and we left, we left about 3-something because we left right before the rain came. Mm-hmm. And one of those you saw, like,
The storm was definitely coming.
Yeah, you're going. It's time to go because it looked like there was. You could tell there was a storm coming, so. Yeah, we left. So we were there probably 2.5 hours. Is that right? About 3:30-ish.
Mm-hmm. And you planned on going out after that, Alexis, and then you said no.
Yeah.
You just decided to crash for the rest of the day.
I was thinking about it. I'm like, well, I'm already going to be out. I'm already going to be drinking. Like, why not just make it a whole day thing, make up for lost time? But there was no way.
What lost time would you be making up for?
That I just don't go out anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you
make a little appearance.
When everybody got up to leave, we left to go back to Mooresville. You were like, what did you then? Like, well, like, am I going to go out more here? Or am I going to go home or what?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, should I call one of my friends to come pick me up? And then I'll go to another bar and just kind of bar hop. But I ended up calling an Uber and just going home. Wrapped myself up in a blanket, sat down on the couch.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. At what point did you just throw in the towel on the day?
When the rain started.
Okay. Were you home yet at that point?
No, I was in the Uber. Well, it was before the Uber, actually. And I was like, it's raining. I'm not going to do that.
I'll go home.
Yeah, I'm just going to go home. That's a sign from the universe. Call it a day.
And you were already on flat. Like, you had a flat tire.
Yeah. So before I went to Fahrenheit, I was going to drive because I was like, I'm not really going to drink, so I'm just going to drive. When I got outside, I had a flat tire. So that was another sign from the universe. You don't need to drive. You know, just be safe, take a Uber. So I did that. Then it was raining, so I'm like, good thing I didn't drive because I get so nervous driving in the rain. The universe just be looking out.
Yeah, the universe spends a lot of time focused on you specifically, doesn't it?
I mean,
really.
We need to put that on a t-shirt. The universe just be looking out.
Yeah, the universe be looking out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have to get a tire.
I never thought about it like that. But what does that say when you're thinking that the universe is looking at you all the time? I mean, I like to think I'm a narcissist. I mean, but that is another level. When you think that the universe is conspiring to kind of hold you down
to guide you in every step you take. Yeah.
So what was the guidance that you were receiving the other day, TJ, when you had a flat tire on the way to work? Why was the universe trying to deliver a message?
Yeah, the message that it was, according to Alexis, I got a flat tire because the universe was giving me bad vibes to pass on to her.
Yeah, because it's his fault I have a flat tire now. All y'all's fault, actually.
Why? How's that?
Because all of you guys had flat tires, and you guys threw that bad, like, flat tire energy towards my way.
See,
now I have a flat tire.
That's how completely oblivious you are to the world around you, is that you didn't realize that by your having a flat tire, Riggins having a flat tire, and my having a flat tire was all a message sent by the universe to put the bad flat tire vibes onto Alexis.
So mine wore down to the cords and then just blew out, but it wasn't that. It was the universe.
Right.
Well, why did you let that happen?
Because I didn't pay attention to
it. Well, see?
I was trying to get away with not having to buy them that much.
Universe is telling you, hey, Ace, how about you pay attention?
Okay, but what is in this universe that you're talking about? When you say the universe, what is the universe?
It could be anything that you want it to be. It could be.
Well, that's...
Okay, but what do you imagine it being when you say the universe flattened your tire? told you not to drive.
Like God.
Okay, God.
Yeah.
All right. We don't mind if you say God.
Yeah, like God.
Yeah, we actually are perfectly fine for you to say God said this and God didn't want that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah,
the Lord sent me a sign. And said, get an Uber, son. That's what the Lord said.
Yeah. I don't need to drink and drive. It's like, no, let's just do that. Let's just be safe.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I hear you.
What, Reese?
I don't think. Are you talking about God or do you literally mean the universe? Like there's an energy in the universe and among the planets and the stars that can dictate some of our behavior. I think that's what you're talking about.
But yeah, but sometimes that could be how people interpret God could be different. So yeah, right. That's why I say, you know, universe, God.
Yeah, I think we should keep it at the universe. Because that's what she means. I mean, there's like a gravitational pull in the moon and, you know, she's a moon child. And I don't know that she is specifically talking about God.
Oh, well, she said God. So.
Yeah.
It gets complicated, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. I'm okay. I get what you're saying.
Reagan, did you feel like she was putting you down? Like you can't keep up? It's a lot to go
on. No,
don't worry, I got it.
You know. Yeah.
It's cool. Sorry, level 7 over here. Takes me a while. You know, I asked her what level I am. She hasn't told me yet. Yeah. But I'm assuming it's up there.
Yeah.
What level would you believe Riggins to be?
I feel like he's still like a little bit on the younger side, but not too young. Maybe like a level 6.
You're an asshole. You're a dickhead. You're an asshole. Take it back. But we're never speaking again.
A little on the younger side.
How dare you? How dare you? I'm a level 6?
They're not. All the levels are important.
Whatever.
Your soul is a toddler, Riggins.
You're a jerk.
Compared to hers.
I'm not interested anymore.
All the levels are important. All of them.
Yeah, whatever.
Mm. What is the level? What makes Riggins a level 6? What is a level 6? What does it say about your soul?
Huge penis. Huge.
Yeah, how did you know? Let's see. So it says, like a teenager entering adulthood, level 6 souls see themselves and others as part of a larger whole. They form unions, guilds, sororities, and fraternal organizations to help themselves and others like them, and they turn their focus inwards in an attempt to better understand the world. It's not a bad part. It's not a bad thing.
That is not Riggins at all, though. Riggins isn't forming any type of social bond with other people.
Yeah, go higher.
All.
Go higher. Yeah. What's 8 say?
Great philosophers have been level 6.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about that.
What would you care about great philosophers?
What's the level where you get a lot of nay, nay? That's where I want to be at.
Oh, guys.
Get some strange. Some stank on the hang down.
Ew. Gross.
Where am I at now? Level 6 be 9, I bet.
I'm at level 69.
I'm not going to let some author of a book tell me how advanced or how immature my soul is.
It's not immature. See, you're looking at it all wrong.
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not the author of the book that's telling you. It's Alexis
I know.
Telling you while reading what the author has written. She's the one that's determining what level you are.
Yeah, her interpretation of my soul.
Again, not a bad thing.
What's Ace's level?
I don't know. Yeah.
Where are you putting my soul? What's my soul level?
I would say level 5, ambition, materialism, exploitation. You always want to win the lottery. That's ambition.
Yeah.
And materialistic.
He's like, yeah.
So,
okay with that.
Maybe not the exploitation part.
He is an ambitious young man.
trying to win the lottery. That makes me ambitious. I don't really think that's how it works, but whatever.
I'm a winning the lottery.
Yeah, we need some more industry in our community. Yeah. So let's get the lottery.
Let's get the lottery going.
Oh. Mm-hmm. He's the most ambitious young man I have ever seen.
He plays that damn lottery
twice a week, and he buys the $2 ones.
Playing the lottery makes you ambitious.
And what was the other one?
Exploitation.
Yeah.
How does he?
I said maybe not that part. I don't know.
That's it. All I am is, I'm just ambitious.
Ambitious and materialistic.
I'm ambitious and materialistic.
Yeah. You always say that money would solve every single one of your problems. If that doesn't sound like materialism to me, I don't know what does.
It sounds like somebody who's broke.
Good point. I never thought about it.
That doesn't have anything to do with materialism. It means I'm in debt. Mm. That's what that means.
Well, you're very ambitious to crawl out of that.
I have a loving wife. I got a great family. I've got wonderful friends. I have all these great things. My problems in life don't center around those things. My problems that keep me up at night are financial.
Yeah, all you think about is money all the time.
That is correct, exhausting. Because I don't have any.
Materialistic. Mm. But you know what? Like I said, every single level is needed.
That's interesting. That I find your definition of materialism is like the weirdest thing
you're
ever.
You're sounding a lot like a level six or level five. I hate to break it. Sounds like something a level five would say.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not proving your point. Yeah. You're proving my point.
Yeah.
They're all needed,
exploitative
though.
As well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe on the show, he's a little exploitative, but not in real life.
Of how? Of who? Of what?
Well,
in what way?
In the same way that Dr. Phil could be looked at as exploitative. You take people's real problems and you kind of expand them and show them on the air for the sake of ratings.
Yeah,
that's exploitative.
That could be.
Whose problems?
Well, like group therapy, for example. Somebody's got a real problem.
Oh, okay.
But they write to us about.
Hey, if you would like us to do this, feel free. And then they share their content. That doesn't mean you're not exploiting them if they come to you to share it.
They're all needed, all the levels. Yeah. You learn from each one.
Everybody has a place.
I'm fascinated by how effed up your definitions are of things.
It's not, though. See, you're being like, you're looking at it all wrong.
So you didn't take materialistic and exploitative as the compliment she meant it to
be.
Yeah,
clearly I misunderstood that completely.
See, this is why I don't tell you guys anything.
Yeah. Ace, I'm a piece of shit, too. I'm a six. So
yeah, but
let's get down here. Let's roll in the mud.
The difference is you're not pissed off now.
Yeah, I don't care.
She just couldn't stand that I am three levels above her, so she had to bring y'all down below her.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
It's easier, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's taking out her frustrations with her own shortcomings by trying to bring everyone else down underneath her.
It's like taking the ball and going home.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
That's right. Or starting a sentence with, well, at least my mama don't.
This is fascinating. What's Rob? You have a good ring.
Let me bring Rob up so he can give us some feedback. You there, Rob?
I can't.
If I had to guess.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm certainly ready to hear this.
I don't know. Where is the minus one?
Yeah. Can't wait.
Where is the part where it says he doesn't have a soul?
Let's see.
Never had to go this low on the list before.
Do you ever want to be in a position of authority, Rob?
I don't like it now.
Okay, so he's a level two.
That's the only qualification for level two.
Number two. He's a number two.
Yeah. Right. Riggins doesn't want that either. Does that make Riggins a number two?
No. She told me I'm a six.
Yeah, he's a six.
Which I'm not thrilled about, but...
So if that's the only qualification, why am I a two and not a six?
Well. Because that's what just stood out to me. I just got a feeling about it.
And that's all we're about, is feelings. It's the feelings.
Yeah. At least I'm not a five like Ace, thank God.
There you go. There's a text message here from a listener that's pretty funny. Somebody just texted us and said, if you want to text, it's ATJ and your message to 96893. But it says, go on, Alexis. Ace is a cool-ass white boy. Use a lame. I mean, you smoke, but use a lame.
Oh,
and again, that's use, Y-O-U-Z.
Use a lame. This is why I don't share.
What did we say, Rob? You said Rob's a two? Why is Rob a two? What makes you a two?
He doesn't want to be in a position of authority.
And that's also, all? Riggins doesn't want that either.
Rob,
I'm just trying.
Leave me out.
I want somebody
argument.
Else on my level. Okay.
No. I'm a six.
See, I want somebody else on my level too, but it's impossible.
Lonely.
Yeah.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Ace.
Yeah.
Did Riggins tell you about his brother Matt has a new lucrative career?
I saw that.
I think it's awesome.
We get a group text message from my oldest brother Matt yesterday, and he said, "Heads up, I'm now a hair influencer."
What?
Because he got his hair cut, and the barbershop decided to take a picture of it and put it on their Instagram, which is like how a lot of hairstylists promote their their own business and stuff like that. But he got his hair cut in Atlanta, and they posted it on their Instagram. So he's like, "I'm a hair influencer now."
Oh, my God.
Shut the hell up. He's such a shithead.
Because he has that that good hair like you do. All three of you you boys have really thick hair.
Yeah. And his is jet black and thick, and, yeah, he's got good hair. So, but he got, like, you know, he's getting to be almost 40. He's almost 40. So my other brother jumped in. He was like, "Nice faux hawk and neck beard." Like, just immediately tried to tear him down. But I was the good one. I said, "It looks really good."
What happened to Matty One Wheel?
Matty One Wheel, yeah, that was his first career. He got a one wheel, one of those one wheel things. If you haven't seen, it's like a board on top of one wheel, and it's like a skateboard, basically, but electrified. And, yeah, he was going to launch a TikTok account called Matty One Wheel. So I was like, "Matt, shut up." But he was like, "It's Matty One Wheel. On the one wheel, flying."
But that never came to fruition.
Never happened.
Does he still ride it even?
I doubt it. He's a lot like you. He gets into things and then abandons them. But he spent like $2,000 on this one wheel. He got like the top of the line, obviously. It's crazy. It goes, he was telling me the speeds. He's like, "This is turtle." And then it goes up to insanity. So I started on insanity. I was like, obviously.
Turtle, so do you have a picture of his hair?
Yeah.
Is he sporting a neck beard?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm a hair influencer.
I'm a hair influencer now. Piece of shit.
Because I'm not a fan of the neck beard.
How many times, how often does he say something positive to you about what's going on in your life?
Rarely. Rarely. I mean, even if he did feel like he wouldn't say it, but that's like older brother bullshit.
Damn, he's got good ass hair.
Let me see. I want to see.
Nope.
Yes.
It's only only for practicing Christians.
Stop.
Yeah, only.
Oh, his hair looks good.
He does have good hair.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's a good haircut.
Oh, my God. You guys all look alike.
Yeah. Yeah, he's an idiot. I want to tell him, I'm like, "Well, it has one like on it currently." So it was 7 minutes after they posted it. If I posted something and it got one like in 7 minutes, I would delete that shit. But I wasn't going to rain on his parade. I just said, "It looks really good."
Why did they leave the cape on him, though, for the picture?
I don't know.
They could have taken that off, made it look a little bit more natural.
maybe just to show how fresh that cut was.
Shadow fade and beard trim. Happy Friday.
That's what he posted?
No, that's what they posted.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of
Did
that.
Did you see the like? It might be Matt that liked his own
It
picture.
Probably was. Let
me see. That would be the best if it has one like and he's the one that liked it.
Oh, no. It's by, the one like was by Gemini in the Club. I got a feeling that's not Matt. Gemini in the Club. Hello. Hi, hello. You got a Gemini in this bitch. Gemini season.
Well, maybe that was Ace.
That's my alter ego on Instagram.
Gemini
in the Club.
What's up, Gemini? My fellow Geminis. But the Gemini liked it. He was like, that's tight.
Maybe Gemini in the Club was the barber.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, that should look real good. Like. Yeah, so he's a hair influencer now. And yeah. That's good for him.
That's good. I mean, he's always going to outshine the other two brothers.
Yeah. As long as we can just bask in his light for a second, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I care about. That's all I ever wanted to do.
There's no way you could ever just kind of hitch your wagon to that, let him pull you along to a life of success.
Well, I did for a while, and then when I got popular, the tables turned, and now I was too good for him.
Oh.
See how that works?
Fair enough.
Yeah. That's all I ever wanted was to be part of that group, my brothers. You know, you idolize your brothers. Yeah. That's all I wanted was to be included, and they wouldn't have me. And then I got famous, and shit turned around. I left him in the dust. Sorry, you had your chance.
Now they're begging to be a part of your world.
Too late, suckers.
You thought.
Yeah. I do love them.
Yeah.
I do love
But,
him.
I mean, as far as that kind of thing goes, hey, I'm a hair influencer. I made it on the barbershop's Instagram page and all that. I think that was nice of you to just to go along with it.
And, yeah, because my other brother will just, anytime Matt has an accomplishment, Kevin, my middle brother, will just tear him down quickly. So I know I could do that and do it better, but.
But here's the thing, though, was. Matt quicker to rip Kevin apart or you when y'all were younger?
Ooh, that's a good question. Matt was quicker to rip Kevin apart.
Right. So that's why. So
yeah, I would have even loved it if they were just like roasting the shit out of me, but they just really wanted nothing to do with me. But that's the nature of having older siblings.
Yeah.
But I replaced them with two, you know, they're kind of like my brothers in a way. I identify each of them with my brothers in a lot of ways.
Ace and me?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. For better or for worse sometimes.
Gotta take the good with the bad.
Absolutely.
You gotta
take
the good with the bad.
Oh, God, is that Matt? Oh, yeah. God, is that Kevin?
Yeah.
So it just depends.
Yeah, so we're your brothers without the pantsing.
Well,
we don't pants you.
Well,
yet.
That's been replaced with other things. I mean, trust me.
He so emotionally pants you.
You emotionally pants me.
Was Kevin harder towards you?
No, Matt.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely Matt. And it hurt more from Matt because he was like the oldest. And me and Matt are a lot alike, which is also why we butt heads more than Kevin and I. My mom calls us her bookends because we're very similar, but which means we also, spar a lot more. But, yeah, I don't know.
And then Kevin's the middle one, so he's always, you know, just looking for attention from any direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether it's good or bad.
Whether it's good or bad. Mm-hmm. And he's
That's
great.
Why he poops in the yard and things like that.
Exactly. But everybody loves Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kevin's got zero enemies. Everybody loves him.
Aww.
Yeah, still fishing?
Loves fishing now, yeah.
Is he good at it?
Yeah. He's gotten a lot better.
Does he know how to cook them?
Yeah.
Is he eating them?
I think he's probably eating a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my dad's into it now, too.
I want to learn how to fish.
Oh. Well, that's something Kevin's always wanted.
What?
Something that he and your dad could do alone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just made that up.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true.
Because that's what they always say about the middle kid when they get grown or whatever. It's finally has something that Mom and I can do just the two of us.
Yeah.
Dad and I can do just the two of us.
It's true because he's very sensitive. So he takes things to heart. But when you can, Yeah, get him involved. He loves that. So absolutely.
And he doesn't poop in the yard anymore. That was just when he was a teenager.
Not that. Right?
Yeah. One time.
I hope not.
When he was 19.
Yeah. No, he pooped a couple times.
What? What is the mean? Is there anything that happened that you still carry with you to this day? Like, I still can't believe that time Matt did this or said this.
Oh, God. No. Yeah. I mean, just being cruel by ignoring me, you know. And that's probably why I chose the career path I did. Just so desperate for attention from those two that I now seek it in other places. But, yeah, we're cool now. I mean, it's great now. I have a great relationship. I mean, it's the only reason I would get a tattoo. Do I seem like the type to get a tattoo? Absolutely not. But I have them tattooed on my back. You know, very important.
And you don't regret it ever?
No.
No?
No, you can't regret that.
Right.
But I wouldn't get another one.
I thought you were going to get the face of your dog tattooed on you.
I do want that.
Yeah.
I do want it, but I'm not going to. I just talk a big game.
Where would you put it?
Probably on the other shoulder.
On the other shoulder. Okay.
Yeah.
They offset each other on your back? Yeah.
Because it makes sense. I've never known a love like the love I have for that dog. I just love him.
You should definitely get a tattoo of his face.
Well.
But it's not exactly a tough-looking dog. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So if something happened, God forbid, and you go to prison. You got your family crest with your brother's initials on one shoulder and a fluffy, woofy little muffin on your other shoulder.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you got a pit bull face on there.
Well, would you tattoo a pit bull face on? No.
I wouldn't. If you're the type to end up in prison.
But that
well,
might
I don't
make,
go to prison.
That's how all decisions should be made. God forbid I go to prison.
That might make the prisoners happy, though, seeing that cute little face.
Not on my back. It's
they'd be seeing it. They'd be seeing it quite often.
Yeah. It's hard to avoid that.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
I love seeing a story about employees of an establishment really, really concerned about giving service, the proper service to their customers. And this is one of those cases. We may brag a little bit about Denny's in Bryant, Arkansas. Jacob Jordan and Robert Lee are both waiters, and they do the graveyard shift at a Denny's in Bryant, Arkansas. And last week, they both had a table waiting on a plate of chicken tenders. The cooks put out one plate, and Jacob and Robert, both wanting so desperately to service their customer the best way they could in a speedy fashion, got into a fist fight over the plate of chicken tenders to see who was going to get it to take to their table.
Inside the restaurant.
Yeah. That's what the story says. When the cops ran their IDs, they found out both guys had lots of outstanding warrants. Lots and lots. So both guys were arrested for battery, and now they're facing other charges, too, that they had evidently waiting in the wings.
And they lose their jobs.
Yeah, but there they are. They're trying, my table gets those wings, those tenders. Nuh-uh, mine does. The hell they do.
Yeah, and that escalates to the point that now they're both in jail with multiple warrants.
They were just trying to do the good job.
I hope they left them a good tip.
That tip would have been don't get in a fight with another employee during the graveyard shift.
Yeah. Because clearly those chicken tenders or whatever never got delivered to the table because those two guys are in a fist fight in the back.
Yeah.
I picture them being in a fist fight right there where you get the orders off
in
of that.
The windows?
Yeah.
That's the way I have it pictured.
Like they both go to grab and go, oh, them's mine. Those are going to table 8. Hell no, they're going to table 11.
Yeah. Everybody can see it and is watching and knows what's happening. It's like, yeah. What is going on right now?
Jacob's kicking the shit out of Robert Lee over there. You got to break this up.
That's commitment, Arkansas. Though.
Man, Robert Lee.
Have you found mugshots
of him? I'm looking. I can't find them.
Man. But, yeah, I'm just saying, at least they weren't fighting over who wasn't going to do something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the way you usually see a fight at work break out. I told you I wasn't doing that. Yes, you are going to do that. Make me. Yeah, then the fisticuffs.
I'd say rehire them after they figure out their legal troubles. I'd have them back.
I bet Denny's has some good chicken tenders, too.
Yeah, they're probably crunchy, crispy. Especially at that time. Oof, anything is good at that time.
And Denny's is good. Mm-hmm. Denny's is real good.
But they are conscientious employees. They just need to, you know, be able to control their emotions a little better.
I would want my server to fight for my chicken tenders.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's they weren't up there fighting for a bad cause.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I would be all supportive.
I can see when as the customer, you're like, oh yeah,
they got
a good tip, even if he lost.
Yeah,
he was trying to fight for me.
Committed.
For
him.
Yeah, but whatever happened to you know, criminals used to be a lot smarter. Where they'd go, I'm not getting into a fight over chicken tenders. I got warrants.
Right.
Yeah. You know, that used to be the thing. I got warrants. I ain't getting into that.
Take them. There'll be another plate up here in 2 minutes. I'll wait on those.
Yeah, if they don't like it, they can leave.
I can't afford the trouble, man. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Now it's just, no, I want to fight right now.
Yeah.
I'm Rob Basin. I came to get down.
Lit.
Wow. Do you think they had the warrants when they got hired?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely.
They don't do it.
But again, you know, they're very conscientious about what they do. They never want to half-ass anything. That's why they said their warrants are even outstanding.
That's true.
And they're not walking around with just barely passing warrants. They're outstanding warrants. Yeah.
So clearly that particular Denny's, at least, did not run a background check.
Restaurants usually don't.
Really? Yeah. They say they do, but they don't?
Not really.
Like, they don't do radio stations? I know they used to not.
I don't know.
But they don't hire anybody at radio stations anymore, so I wouldn't know.
Did you ever tell them when you were hiring people, like, is there anything I need to know, run your background?
No.
Okay.
Well, when we hired Alexa, she ran her own background coming in showing a mugshot with the Tom Brady jersey on.
Get it out the way. You can't use it against me after that.
That's all we needed to see.
Yeah. Hey.
That's true.
Yeah, you're hired.
Welcome to the team.
I was trustworthy, I guess. Y'all gave me a credit card 2 weeks right after.
No. Adam must have done that. Or did Riggins do that?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. That is going to come back in some weird way. Give me that back. I don't even. Yeah, I'm over this. Give me the card. You can get your own. I don't even like this.
You're going to be the one that has to order all the things. No. Yeah, you have to be in charge of that.
No, you can ask Adam to get your own.
Well, until then.
Because this is just going to be a shitstorm one day. And they're like, why? Where's your card? And I go, I don't know. She has it. And then I'm going to be involved in some way. This is always how it happens. Try to do a nice thing and you get burned for it.
Yeah. Yep. Then she's going to be posting videos and all a big party in Cancun that she's throwing everybody.
Who do we look to? Riggins.
Thank you, Riggins.
Thanks, Riggy. Woo!
Drinking like a fishbowl with ass out.
Yep. Twerking. Like, you know it.
Shit. That's exactly how it's going to happen. Cops are going to come. Open up. CMPD?
I don't have it, sir. You are excited about it. You're looking forward to this summer, aren't you, Alexis?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited for this.
You were saying the other day that you're going to be
out.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Out. That you feel like you're in good shape and you're in your best shape and you're ready to get out there and show it off.
Yeah. I'm going to be lit.
I actually wrote this down because you were having this conversation with Alexis a few weeks ago. And this is
who was
Ace. Ace was talking to Alexis about summer. And this is what you asked her. Quote, do you have any bikini season goals? Okay. Let me write that down. Yeah. Do you have any bikini season goals?
Regarding her workouts, uh-huh. What we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully, one of your goals might be to take it off.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You got any bikini season goals
to share with us?
What are your bikini season? Good, do you have?
I need to start using that on social media.
Tell me about your bikini season goals.
Thinking about bikinis. Well, you got any bikini season goals?
That's a new question on the application.
What are your bikini season goals?
So look, see, you're wanting to start your own podcast. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Yeah. It says here your name is Cherry. Oh, Sherry. Sorry, it's Sherry. Sherry, do you have any bikini season goals? Goal? Are you very goal oriented? What kind of goal?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like bikini season, perhaps?
I don't remember what you said, but do you have any bikini season goals?
Yeah, I'll be looking lit.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So, very specific.
There you go.
Just trying to be lit.
Looking lit.
Looking lit.
Mm-hmm.
Lit.
Acting all brand new. Mm-hmm. You thought this was brand new? Whew. Just wait a couple months.
I don't know if we can handle that.
Yeah, it may take a couple months for me to get a translator.
Yeah.
To know what you're saying. Be looking lit.
Looking lit.
Acting brand new. You mm-hmm. think this is brand new? Wait till you see acting brand new.
Yeah, that part.
All right. I think we're... are really understanding each other.
Right? This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.